The opening prayer spoke about the thirst that we should have for God and that we be filled by his plenty. And in that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it talks about the early church fasting and praying. So maybe on this Wednesday, a traditional day, customary day for fasting, and we can look to the early church as our example to condition ourselves to be hungry and to be thirsting for the right things. We are so full of the things of this world, sometimes it's difficult to even perceive the things of God, much less have room to be filled with them. Paul and Barnabas were sent out on their mission as a result of the prayer and fasting of the early church. Discerning God's will for them and for the early church, we too should be regularly praying and fasting in an intentional way to truly discern what is God moving in our life. Where is he calling us? The response for the psalm says that all nations will praise the Lord. This is a cry from the Jewish people from many, many centuries before the birth of Jesus, that all nations, all peoples should come to know the Lord. How do I know who are the people I'm called to share this saving message of the gospel, the message that Jesus said he was sent by the Father to proclaim? I can have a better understanding of my mission if I spend my time in prayer and fasting, not with a mechanical kind of discernment, but as an emptying of myself so the Lord can fill me. So yes, let's thirst to be filled, to encounter the living spring of the Holy Spirit within our hearts, within our minds, within our church, so that we too are called to be sent out into the world, can do so with confidence that we're not following our own will, but with the will of the one who sent us, the one who sent Jesus, who sends us, the Holy Spirit. We give him permission to have control of our life. This is the secret to having the name of Jesus spread to the whole world so that all nations can truly indeed praise the Lord. So what is the Lord asking you to fast from today? What is he asking you to put aside, to empty yourself just a little bit, to give him permission to fill you with his love, with his life?